This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
There will be funerals today for two of the 21 people killed by a gunman a week ago in Texas. The AP's Julie Walker.
10-year-old Amory Jo Garza and Maddie Rodriguez are being laid to rest, one in the afternoon, the other in the evening, so friends and family can attend both. Meanwhile, the Department of Justice is reviewing the police response to the shooting after it took over an hour to enter the classroom and kill the gunman. And President Biden is expressing some optimism about lawmakers moving on gun reform.
Things have gotten so bad.
Speaking yesterday in D.C., saying things have gotten so bad that everybody's getting more rational. At least that's my hope. A bipartisan group of lawmakers meeting virtually today, reviewing possible reforms.
The mayor of Severodonetsk, Ukraine, says the Russians are destroying his city. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with why this city is so important to Moscow.
Alexander Struyev has told the Associated Press military units in a frenzied push have seized half of the eastern city that's key to Moscow's efforts to quickly complete the capture of the industrial Donbas region. Struyev adds the city's essentially being destroyed ruthlessly, block by block. Heavy street fighting continuing and artillery bombardments threatening the lives of the estimated 13,000 civilians.
It's just a tropical depression now, but Hurricane Agatha made landfall in southern Mexico yesterday with 105-mile-per-hour winds. Thick smoke from a fire raging through a chemical company near downtown Omaha last night, but no injuries reported. President Biden knows you're paying more for food and gas and other necessities, and he said he will not interfere with the Fed's decision-making on raising interest rates as it tries to cool inflation. But the president will meet with Fed Chief Jerome Powell today. This is AP News. Inflation is irritating Europeans, too. The AP's Ben Thomas takes us overseas.
Inflation's not just an American problem these days, surging to a record in Europe. The European Union Statistics Agency says annual inflation in the 19 countries that use the euro hit 8.1% in May amid surging energy and food costs. It's the highest since record-keeping for the euro began in 1997. Energy prices jumped more than 39%, highlighting how Russia's war in Ukraine and the global energy crunch that's come with it are making life more expensive for the Eurozone's 343 million people. I'm Ben Thomas.
And gas is $4.62 a gallon today on average. That's according to the AAA. A month ago, it was $4.17, and a year ago, gas was just $3.04 a gallon. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.